Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches, Din HaMevashel B'Shabbos, the Halachas of Bishul. It begins on page Kuf Lamed Gimel, which is the page following 264. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, HaMevashel B'Shabbos, one who cooks on Shabbos, Zokter Amah, O Sha'osa Achas Mishar Melachos, or one who does any of the other Melachos. This din that we're going to discuss today is not specific to Bishul. It's really any malacha, but it's discussed by Bishul. B'mezid, if this malacha of Bishul or any other malacha was done on purpose, so aser loy la'olam, the one who did the Bishul is aser to that food forever. V'la'acherim mutter l'motzoi Shabbos miyad. But for others, that food becomes mutter right after Shabbos. That's if it was done b'mezid. For you who did the cooking, it's aser forever. For others, it's mutter right after Shabbos. U'bishogeg, if the cooking was done by accident, so aser bo bayom gam la'acherim. So then it's going to be aser that day of Shabbos for everyone. V'lo erev mutter gam lo miyad. And that evening, after Shabbos, it's mutter to everyone. So if it's done b'shogeg, the cooking was done b'shogeg, it's aser to everyone on Shabbos, it's mutter to everyone right after Shabbos. The Ramah says, "V'im Omar le'inu Yehudi la'asos lo malacha b'Shabbos." If one asks a goy to do malacha for him on Shabbos, so ayin le'el simin shin zayin sivchaf. Look what we learned earlier in simin shin zayin sivchaf. Zoktem mishabura sivkaton aleph hamavashel. Zoktem mishabura echad hamavashel as hamachal. This din applies whether you are cooking food, o es hasamimonim, or some kind of herbs or spices. Or if one is heating up water, Ratzalomer means to say, after mayim roy l'shtia below bishul, even though water is really fit for drinking without being cooked, v'hu adin chalav, and so too milk, mikol makom chayiv, you're still chayiv for cooking it, kevan shem mishtabeach al bishul, since the water gets more chashiv, the milk gets more chashiv through cooking, that's also cooking. The echad ha'ofas apas, included in bishul, is also one who bakes bread. Hakol inyan echad, who is all one topic. Da afiyah hu me'inyan bishul. Afiyah is from the topic of bishul. Elo sha'afiyah hu bepasu bishul hu b'shari dvarim. Afiyah and bishul are the same thing, just afiyah happens to be with bread, and bishul is with other foods. Hamatich echad mimene matachos kolshehu, one who melts down a type of metal, even a little bit. O hamechamim es hamatachos, or one heats up metal, ad sheteosei gacheles, until it gets so red hot like a coal. Sahareza toledes mevashel, that is a tolda of bishul. Sharei bichimumu humerakecho, because by heating up the metal, you're softening it. Sheiroi lesakno, that it's now fitting to be fixed up. Velasa simenu keli, and you can make it into a kli. Vaharehu merape dofer akosha, and you are softening something that is hard. V'chein ha-memaseis es ha-doinag, so too one who melts down donag, which is shava, which is wax, o es ha-chelev, or fat, o es ha-zefes, or tar, va-koifer, or pitch, va-gafris, or sulfur, va-kayotzi, and one who melts down any of these materials or similar things, ha-reize, toledes, mevashel, v'chayiv, these are all todos of bishul, and your chayiv, v'chatas, b'shogig, it is an issa daraisa. V'chein ha-mevashel, klei adoma, ad she'os ha-cheres. So too, one who cooks an earthenware vessel before it becomes pottery, he's also chayav mishum mevashel. That's also a chiyuv of mevashel. The kodem shemischazik akli v'nitzra be'akivshon v'nasa cheres karoi, because before it gets, the vessel gets hardened and solidified in the oven to become cheres properly, misbashel ba titchel akli. So the tit in the kli gets cooked. So to one who places a piece of wood into the oven to dry it out, and he knows from the beginning the wood softens, the yotze mimenu halachluchis, and the moisture comes out of it, chayiv mishum mevashel. He's also chayiv mishum mevashel. Klolo shel davar. Zokta mishabura, the general rule is, Bein sheripa guf kosha be'esh, whether one softened an item that was hard in the fire, o shehiksha guf rach, or he hardened something that was soft in the fire, hareza chayav mishum mevashel, all these cases, you are chayav for mevashel. The Alkane, and therefore Yesh Lizar and Ma'od, one should be very careful. Shalola Haniach Eitzim Lachem Alatan Liapshan, one should not place moist wood on top of an oven to dry it out. Achar Shkia Sachama. After sunset on Friday night, once Shabbos starts, or after Shkia, one should not do this. Tehu Cheshash Daraisa, this is a concern for an Issa Daraisa. Hiniach Basra Gabi Gecholim. A person left meat on top of coals. Im Nitzla Tzliya Gemura Keshir Grogeres Chayiv. If it got roasted, a complete roasting, the size of a dried fig, you are Chayiv. Vafilu HaGrogeres Eina B'mokom Echad. Even if this Grogeres that got roasted is not in one spot. Ela mislake mishnayim u'shlosha makomos. Rather, it's spread out and gathered in two or three places. Gam kein chayiv, you're also chayiv. Vafilim lo haya tzliya gemura. Even if it was not a complete roasting, rak kemacha ben jusay. It was only kemacha ben jusay, halfway or a third of the way. That's a machlokes. Gam kein chayiv, you're also chayiv. Ela de bazesh she'eno tzliya gemura. But in this case, where it's not a complete roasting, tzarich she'yeh habasar tzalui mishnei atzadim shel habasar dafka. Then it would have to be roasted specifically on both sides of the meat. If it's a complete roasting, it only has to be a grogeris. If it's a partial roasting, then it would have to be over both sides of the basar. Ve'im la pater, if not, you will not be chayev. It will only be pater. It will be an issa d'rabbanan. Kein kasav a Rambam shom ba'alocha hey. This whole discussion is legabe the issa daraisa that will be mechayev you a chatas if you did it b'shogeg. Aval isur yesh b'chol gavni, but an issa d'rabbanan there will be in all cases. V'chein ma'ashikas of a Rambam b'tchila, and so too what the Rambam writes from the beginning. Le'inyan tzliya hashir grogeres, that which he said in the original case when you roast it completely, that it's going to be a chiyuv chatos if it is the size of a gogeres, who gam kein le'inyan chiyuv chatos, that's also specifically legabi the chiyuv karbon. Aval isur daraisa yesh b'chol gafni, but if it's a complete roasting, even less than a shiv of gogeres, you won't be chayuv a chatos, but it will still be an isur daraisa. Kedekayim alone, like we hold, chatzi shir asa min ha-teira, even if you do a chatzi shir, it's still asur midaraisa. So the shirim are only legabi the karbon, but a smaller shir would certainly be an iser daraisa. Sivkotan beis on that which the mechaber said on mevashel b'shabbos. V'chol sheyeh safek plukta bazeh. Anytime there's a safek because of a machlokes, ihave bichlal bishul olav. It's a machlokes whether this item that you did is considered bishul. O bishar malachos ki agavna, or again, like we said before, any other malacha besides bishul, if it's a machlokas, if this is that issa daraisa, so ein leasor b'dievid, we would not aser the food or whatever else it is b'dievid. D'chol ha'isr hazehu rak mid'rabbonin sheknasuhu. This whole issa that we're saying over here in the mechaber, if you cooked on Shabbos, it's all part of a knas. Usveka d'rabbonin l'kula. Since it's only a knas that the Rabbanan placed on you, if it's a suffix, whether it's really bishul or not, so we would say suffix the Rabbanan l'kula. That is from the Prima Gadam and from the Magen Avram. Says the Mishnah Berurah V'Ayin of Katan Gimel, Echad Mishar Malachos, the Rama added on, besides cooking on Shabbos, it could be that you did one of the other Malachos. The Inhi Malacha Darabanan, very important point, is the Malacha that you did was not a Daraisa. It was only a Darabanan. So I am Bevir Hagra, Sheherich Lochiach, look in the Bevir Hagra, where he speaks at length to prove to Lukuliyam according to everyone, im osa osa bishogeg, if you did a malacha derabbanan by accident, ein lesor b'dievet lehonos mimenu. We do not have to aser b'dievet getting hanah from this food, v'ayim b'ralacha. So obviously one has to be up on what's bishul daraisa, what's the rabbanan. A person did something with his crock pot, so you have to be clear on the halachos, because if what you did is only a derabbanan, so, if it was done b'shogeg, and it's a d'rabbanan, it's going to be mutter. But if it's a d'araisa, then it's b'shogeg. So then we have the shita of the mechaber. We'll see another shita later on at the end of the shir as well. Sivkot and dalin. So the mechaber paskin, if you're mevashel on Shabbos, you did an issa d'araisa, b'mezid, so it's usher for the one who did the issa forever. Lehonos me'osa malacha. You cannot benefit from that malacha forever. So if it's food, you cannot eat that food that was cooked on Shabbos but made it by you forever. The knasuhu rabbanon, the rabbanon place the knas, that this food is also forever. Umikomoko muterlo lehonos midomeo shel malacha. However, although you can't eat that food forever, you can sell that food and benefit from the money. So the actual malacha is aser, but if you sell it, the money is going to be mutter. Kosav Magen Avraham b'shem Rashba. The Magen Avraham writes b'shem the Rashba. The gam hakedera shebishal ba b'shabbes asur lo levashal ba. Even the pot that you use for cooking in it on Shabbos will be asur to cook in it other things. Mipneishi balua midavar haasur lo. Because since that meat is asur to you forever, so the absorptions in that kli are asur forever. So you can't use that kli to cook anything else. The absorptions are going to come out. The davka mevashal lebari. This is specifically the cooking that you did on Shabbos was for a healthy person, so it was totally not allowed. But if you cooked for a sick person, which you are allowed to do on Shabbos, so then the kedera will be mutter. Sivkotan hey, we said if it was done the maize of the bishul, it's aser for that person forever. And la'acherim, it's mutter l'motzi Shabbos miyad. Zokti mishabura v'afilu l'mish and isbashal b'shvilo. Even the one that cooking was done for. So Reuven cooked for Shimon, it was Beshogeg, Shimon is mutter in that food after Shabbos. Dilo ba'inan lahamtim b'chdei sheyosu. Now we know there's a concept of not benefiting from malacha that was done on Shabbos till after Shabbos, the time it would have taken to do that malacha. But here we don't see that mentioned at all. Zaktan Mishabura, a very important point. This whole idea of waiting after Shabbos, the time it takes to do that malacha, that is only said, Ela b'malacha nasis ayidei einu Yehudi b'shul Yisrael. That is only when a goy did malacha for a Yisrael on Shabbos, so then the Yisrael has to wait after Shabbos for the time it would have taken to do the malacha before he benefits from it. And the reason is, Mishum dekal be'enav iser da'amira lo'ove gilulim. The whole iser of amira lakum is very light in people's eyes. V'yavo lasos kein pamacheres. A person is going to come to do it at a different time. Kedeshia muchan lo b'motzei Shabbos miyad. If I can have a goy do malacha for me and it's mutter right after Shabbos, so I'm going to tend to ask a goy to do something for me on Shabbos so it's ready right after Shabbos. Therefore, Chazal said you have to wait after Shabbos the time it takes to do the malacha anyway, so you gain nothing by asking the goy to do it, so a person will not come to ask a goy. Avodavar shenasa al yidei Yisrael b'yadayim. But a malacha like we're discussing over here that's done by a Jew, it's not done by a guy. Vaday lekel umechash. For sure there is no concern that if we allow him to benefit from the malacha that was done by another Yisrael b'mezid right after Shabbos, we're not worried that yavo pamacheres lomar liYisrael levash lo b'Shabbos v'shulzeh. If a Jew did a malacha and I'm allowed to benefit from it right after Shabbos, we're not worried I'm going to come to ask a Jew to do malacha for me on Shabbos. Va'odah, furthermore, Shai Yisrael lo yishmalo. Even if I would ask a Jew to do it, because I want to benefit right after Shabbos, the Jew would never listen to me. De'ein adam chote v'lo lo. A person doesn't sin, not for his own benefit. He's not going to do a malacha, which is an issa daraisa for him, because he wants to help me out. People don't do isurim to help other people. Maybe if they have a taiva themselves, but therefore, for two reasons, we did not have to aser after Shabbos chdei shiasu. Number one, I, myself, am not going to come to ask a Jew to do a malacha for me, so I should be ready after Shabbos, because malacha on Shabbos for Yisrael is very serious in my eyes, much more serious in my eyes than Amir Lakum. And number two, even if I come to ask him, he's not going to listen. Im hoya b'motzoi Shabbos yom tov. If Shabbos leads into Yontif, afilu bishal beheter. So even if you cooked on Shabbos beheter, it was for a chola. Kigon shebishal b'Shabbos l'chola. For example, you cooked on Shabbos for a sick person. Mikol makom aser lebari gam b'yom tov rishon. Not only is the food aser for a healthy person on Shabbos, it's also aser for the healthy person on Sunday, which is Yontif. De'ein Shabbos meichin l'yom tov. You're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yontif, so it'll be aser not only on Shabbos when it was cooked for the chayla, but also on Yontif, which is on Sunday. Imnis arev b'Shabbos osar dover shenispashel b'nezid b'achirim. So you have an item that was cooked on purpose on Shabbos, so that's off limits to the owner forever, but it got mixed up with other things that are mutter. So das ha-magen avram de'enom misbatel. We don't say bittel by this malacha. The aser lo b'Shabbos lehonos mizeh, and it is aser for you to benefit from this malacha, from even the mixture. The kaven de lemotzoi Shabbos yamuter lacherim. Since motzei Shabbos, this item that you cooked on Shabbos will become mutter other people. Nikri davar sheyesh lamatirin. It's called a davar sheyesh lamatirin. It's something that will eventually become mutter. And the rule is a davar sheyesh lamatirin de eino batel afilu be'elef. We say a davar sheyesh lamatirin is never batel. And therefore, if something that was cooked in Mezer on Shabbos, although it won't be mutter for me who cooked it Motzei Shabbos, but it will be mutter for other people Motzei Shabbos, it is considered davar sheyesh lamatirin, so even if it got mixed into other things, it will be aser to eat on Shabbos. Umashe kasa v'yoredeya, sov sinin kuf beis hipuchzeh, That which in Yerdea, it's written the opposite. Nitcha ka Magen Avram, liyasha the Magen Avram, works hard to answer that up. V'ayim b'chavazdas, sham shecholek alav, v'chozel ha-mevashel ba'asmo. This whole discussion, if it's a davish matirin or not, is all clapping the person himself, because for him it's not going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter for others. So there's a shayla, is a davish matir or not? For me, there's no heter. It's asa forever. For others, is a heter. Is that considered a davish matir on the clapping me? But in terms of someone else taking part in this item through bittul, lukuliyam mikri davish eshel matirin, there everyone holds his davish eshel matirin, which is not bottle, because klapei the other person is for sure mutter after Shabbos. Klapei me, it will be mutter after Shabbos. So the question is, can I rely on bittul now? Because for me, it's not a davish eshel matirin, but for others it is. That's where it's a shaila. But lagabi another person eating it, he can just eat it after Shabbos. That's a davish eshel matirin, and there for sure we don't say bittul. Sivkotan vav. So again, the Mechaber said, one who's mevashel on Shabbos b'mezid, for the person who did the bishul, asa forever. Others, mutter after Shabbos right away. B'shogeg, we said, it's asa for everyone on Shabbos, and mutter for everyone after Shabbos. What does it mean, shogeg? Very important, Mishabura. Shogeg always means one of two things. Either shogag b'din, you thought that this thing that you did was mutter, you made a mistake, you thought it was mutter, or shachach, or you forgot it was Shabbos. So you either didn't realize it was Shabbos, or you didn't realize this malacha was Aser. Kol zeh b'chlal shogeg hu, that's all included in this category of shogeg. And now we get to a very important mishabura, Sivkatan Zayin. Sivkatan Zayin said that also for others it's Aser on Shabbos, and it becomes mutter even for the one who did it on Motzei Shabbos if it was done b'shogeg. Hinei b'gemara pligi b'inyan shogeg u'mezer Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda. There is a very big machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara. What is the din of food that was cooked b'mezer or b'shogeg? V'das ha-shulchan aruch u'das Rabbi Yehuda. Everything we've been saying in the shir till now, the sheet of the Mechaber is like Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason the Mechaber passes this way is, shekein hiskimu harif v'harambam v'hagoinim. There are big guns on that side. The Mechaber passes like the Rif, the Rambam, the Gaonim, that follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. However, v'hagura hiskim b'be'uru l'shitas ha-taisvis. Visiosam, the Gra and the Bira Gra agrees with the Shita Tosos and those on that side, the Pasuk Rabbi Meir, they pass like Rabbi Meir, which is much more lenient. What is the din of Rabbi Meir that the Gra goes with? To be mazed aser bain lo bain lacherim ad motzei Shabbos. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, that be mazed, it's aser for you who did it forever, Rabbi Meir holds that b'mezid, whether it's you or someone else, it's only aser until after Shabbos. That's b'mezid. U'b'shogeg mutter gam lo miyad. And b'shogeg, it's mutter to everyone right away. So much, much more lenient. The Mechaber said like Rabbi Yehuda, b'mezid, it's aser for the one who cooked forever. For others, it's mutter after Shabbos. B'shogeg, it's mutter for everyone after Shabbos. But no one can take part of any bishul on Shabbos. Zok Rabbi Meir, and the grub passes this way based on Taisus, that no, if it was done b'mezid, it's mutter to everyone after Shabbos. If it was done b'shogig, it's mutter to everyone right away. And the Mishabura ends off very importantly, u'b'mokom atzairich, in a place of need, yesh lismoch al zeh b'bishul b'shogig. In a place of need, if one has no other food for Shabbos, and there was a bishul that was done b'shogig on Shabbos, it's mutter to everyone. It will be mutter in a time of need to the one who did the cooking b'shogig, and to other people like the Gra goes to the mayor. I just like to read one note, and then we'll stop. Note number 19. Ula inyan chamin chulent. Let's say a person messed up with his crock pot. He did an iser d'rabbanon b'shogig with his crock pot on Shabbos. Writes a shomuz av erbach. She'ein ze nechshav tzorech l'inyan ze. You cannot rely on the Gra. This is not called a tzorech just for your chulent. Kol sheyesh lo ma'achol ma'achirim. If he has other foods. If he has a whole bunch of foods for the Shabbos Suda, he doesn't need the chulent to get by without it. The clear mashmos is that that's the main thing, that's really all he has, so then you would be allowed to rely on it. But Zagosh Shomazalman, if you have other foods, then you cannot consider this a mokom ha'tzorach to be lenient to eat the food on Shabbos. V'chein da'as ha'gon rav al-yashiv. And so to rav al-yashiv agrees. U'la'das ha'gon rav chayin kinyevsky and ha'gon rav nissen krelitz. Hakol tolui lefi ha'inyan v'hamatzav. It all depends on the situation. V'al ha'chochem la'achriya b'shas ma'isek v'firos. Einav, you have to ask a shayla. But very likely, if there was a mistake that was done that involved an issa d'rabbanon in cooking on Shabbos, Sorry, even if it's daraisa, rather, I shouldn't say darabana. Darabana, we saw in the Mishnah earlier that it's tam, it's mutter. We're going here on all daraisas, but if it was done b'shogeg a daraisa and preparing the chulent, so you have to ask a shayla. Very likely, if that's the main part of your suda, the rav will tell you if it was done b'shogeg, even though it was daraisa. Again, even though it was daraisa, done b'shogeg, you can rely on the shita of the gra. And the shita of the Taisus and the shita of Rabbi Meir, which the Mishnah Berurah says in Makom Atzarech, just to clarify, we're talking here all daraisa. That either it was done daraisa, but if it is the Tzarech HaShabbos, one can be lenient. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah tomorrow with the Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.